At the Bourne Solid Waste Management Facility, everything has its own smell.
You get the gas smell, old trash smell, new trash smell, recycling smell. There's a lot of different smells, and if you've been around long enough, you'll know the difference, but...
This is new recycling smell?
This is new recycling smell. This is it.
That's Dan Barrett, general manager of Bourne's Waste Management Facility, where thousands of tons of recycling are sent each year. After driving his truck past mounds of compost and piles of old bikes and beach chairs, he pulls into a warehouse.
This is our single stream transfer station. This was actually meant to be a maintenance garage, but as time went on, the importance of recycling overtook the need for a new maintenance garage.
Now the site is dominated by a mountain of household recycling, in part because everybody's home. More packages are being ordered, more attics are being cleaned, and more yards are being trimmed. That's what we see here.
Obviously, you see a mix. You see some plastic in there, that old wash bucket there. There's a little bit more fiber in there. Everybody's ordering stuff, and it's getting delivered to their house. There's a Chewy box. And that's probably why you're seeing a lot more cardboard in this stuff that you would normally see.
The bump in recycling since the start of the pandemic might seem on the surface like a good thing. But at waste transfer stations in towns all around the region, it's a problem. Because now they need to manage and pay for the recycling in new ways.
So I heard the best terminology the other day from the foreman in Wellfleet, and he called it Corona recycling.
This is Carrie Parcell, the Cape's own recycling and solid waste expert with the state's Department of Environmental Protection.
By Corona recycling, he meant having to change the way recyclables were collected, hauled, and tipped to maintain safety for not only his employees, but for the general public.
To manage the higher volume of waste and fears about transmitting disease, early in the pandemic, transfer stations had to cancel residential drop-off services for yard waste, composting, car batteries, and more. Now, most of these services are open again, but municipal recycling programs are still struggling for reasons that precede the coronavirus, reasons that include changes in the global market for recycled materials. The result is that for several years now, recycling has not been a moneymaker. In fact, it's been costly for towns to run their programs.
Well, the town has offered free recycling to all residents for a number of years, and that basically began when recycling had value.
Dan Santos, the director of Public Works in Barnstable, says he had to make hard decisions to manage costs.
In the last 4 or 5 years, the recycling market has changed dramatically to the point where most recyclables actually cost money to get rid of.
So this summer, Barnstable, like many other towns, has eliminated its free recycling program. Now, for residents to get rid of their old newspapers, glass bottles, and tin cans, they'll have to buy an annual sticker for $250 or pay for every visit to the transfer station.
Things aren't free anymore. We were subsidizing this with our cash reserves, and you can only do that so long until you run out of money.
So at what point does the recycling sticker become too expensive? Household budgets are tight, and a commitment to the environment can be costly. It's a big question, but for now, the dedication to recycling locally remains a source of pride for people like Dan Barrett. He stands, hands on hips, in front of his mountain of discarded cardboard and other recyclable cast-offs.
I would call this pile pretty darn good.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.